بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي طريف عدي بن حاتم الطائي رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من حلف على يمين ثم رأى أتقى لله منها فليأت التقوى. رواه مسلم. حضرت عدي بن حاتم الطائي رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying: whoever takes an oath and then realizes an option which is greater in Allah consciousness, then he should follow the option of that which is greater in Allah Ta'ala consciousness. What is meant by this is that a person takes an oath that I'm going to do something, and then he realizes that, you know what, there's something better that I should have taken an oath, or there's something better that I should have done. Then what he should do is he should break his oath and do something that is better. Just for understanding purposes, the person was angry. He said, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'll never come to visit you. Then he realizes that, you know what, in that anger I told his brother that I take an oath in Allah, I'll never visit him. But the better thing for me to do is, this is my Muslim brother. If he invites me, he calls me, I should go, I should visit him, I should eat at his place, I should respect him. Sometimes he may be his blood brother also. That is the better thing for me to do, rather than just taking an oath in that anger and saying that, wallahi, I will never eat at your place, or I'll never visit you. So now he does that thing that is more, has more taqwa in it, and he breaks his oath. This is what this hadith is teaching us, is that sometimes a person will take an oath, and then he realizes that there is something better that I should be doing, and break that oath and do something that is better. Now in Islam, one thing we learn from here is that when a person needs to move away from a certain position that he has taken, there's no such thing as pride. Now what happens is often a person says, no, how can I move away? He thinks to himself that I've taken a certain position. If I have to retract from this position that I've taken, it will be so embarrassing. What people will say that I took a certain viewpoint, I took a certain position and I'm going to do this and I've taken an oath, and now if I have to retract and do something else, what is the people going to say? But Islam is teaching us, what will Allah say? Something that is better for you to do, you do that, even if it means you breaking an oath, which is something so serious. In Islam, taking an oath is not a small thing. It is a very serious thing, to such an extent that if a person deliberately breaks an oath, then he has to feed 10 people or clothe 10 people of average clothing. Average clothes, in other words, clothe 10 people with average clothing, or feed 10 people. And if he is unable to do this, then the person should fast for 3 consecutive days. 3 consecutive days just to make up for that oath that he has broken. So it's not a small thing. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, if there was something better for you to do, then do that which is better. It doesn't matter what your position is, what people are going to say about you, that you retracted. Don't worry about people, worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what we learn from this hadith. One more short hadith and then we'll complete. And Abi Umamata سدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال: اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. هذا أبو أمامة سدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله عنه narrates: I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivering a sermon on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage. He said, fear Allah, offer your 5 times compulsory salah, fast in the month of Ramadan, discharge the zakat of your wealth, obey your leaders, and you will enter Jannat of your sustainer. What a comprehensive advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving. This now was parting advices to the Sahaba. All those that had gathered, approximately 120,000 that were gathered there now for the Hajjatul Wada, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving them parting advice, but he's not going into details. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is just speaking about these major injunctions of deen, because they are based on taqwa. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that fear Allah, first thing, fear Allah, offer your 5 times salat, discharge your zakat, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, obey your leaders, and then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannat of His. And so, such a beautiful, comprehensive advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave. Ulama explained that what is meant by obey your leaders. Here is meant that your leaders are giving you directives to do things that are not contradictory to what the orders of Shariat are. In other words, they are muwafiq, they are in conformance with the orders of Shariat, then you should obey the leaders. But otherwise, if it's something that is going against Shariat, then you obey Shariat, you don't obey your leaders. And that applies for any person. There is no law greater than the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this level of taqwa in. And we shouldn't have this in us, that if we have said anything or we've taken any position, now there is no such thing as retracting. A true Muslim is one that he retracts if he needs to retract. There is an incident, I'll terminate on this, there is an incident of one of our ulama from India that had come to the Haram Sharif. And when they come to Haram Sharif, there was a discourse that normally they would have in Haram Sharif. Many people would see that there is discussions that take place, or small pockets of bayanats that would take place. So there was one Arab Sheikh that was giving a discourse. So anyway, as he was giving his discourse, he mentioned in his bayan whatever he needed to mention. So there was an alim from India. And generally what happens is, Arabs generally, they've got this notion that they are obviously superior, they've got that type of thinking in their mind that we are superior. So anyway, after this bayan, this sheikh from India had come and told him that in your bayan, you said this, but it should have been said like this. In other words, that the tafsir of the ayah that you gave, or that ruling that you gave, you said it like this, it should have been like this. And he explained to him why. So immediately the sheikh, now this is what you call a true person of iman, that if I said something wrong, it doesn't matter who told me, who corrected me, immediately he announced on the mic, everyone come back. Everyone come back. This is what I said in my bayan. This brother of mine had come and corrected me, and he told me it should be like this. He is right. I am correcting it immediately. And this is what a Muslim is like. I took a position. How come so embarrassing? Here one person came from a foreign country, he's telling me. No, immediately he called everyone back. He retracted and he said what the right thing was. This is how a Muslim behaves. He doesn't feel shy to say what is right, even if it means him going back against his word. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.